Welcome, champions, to episode 41 of Chimp Out Radio. I am your host, Mr. DJ Stupnig. Tonight, we're going to be joined by Miss Niggins, and Black Metal 84 is going to stop by. We're going to do a lot of cool stuff, but first, we're going to join the last leg of my tour when I was in the Wisconsin Dells trying to find out what is a Dell.
Get on the boats and everything that are up there.
Okay.
And those are referred to as the Dells.
The boats are referred to as the Dells?
You can ride on the Dells.
Well, they're called the Ducks.
The Ducks? So,
yeah, yeah, they're called the Ducks.
You guys can't make up your mind in the state. Is it a Dell or a Duck?
It's Ducks. It's a very large boat that goes out on the water, and they just call them the Ducks.
But there's a sign that says Dells. I mean, even when you enter in there, it doesn't say Wisconsin Dells. It says the Dells.
The Dells.
So I bet you it does mean...
So the farmer in the Dell means the farmer was in a duck? That's a weird farmer, or a very small one.
The Dells. I bet you it does mean the water, the bluffs.
The mountains, the rocks.
Yeah, probably. Because I remember as a kid somebody told me it was a ditch. So I always thought the farmer was standing in a ditch somewhere. Any idea why the cheese stands alone? I always felt bad for the cheese.
All right. He stands alone, maybe because it's Swiss, keeps real strong Swiss cheese and smells.
Yeah, maybe it is.
What's the stinky cheese called? Limburger?
Limburger?
Oh, yeah.
Limburger. Hey, you know what I tried when I got to Wisconsin? I've got some cheese curds. They're wonderful.
They have the best fudge that you will ever find.
Wisconsin Dells has the best fudge?
Fudge, yes. Absolutely.
So in Green Bay, what do they have, like fudge packers? The Green Bay fudge packers?
Yes.
You're not a fan, I take it.
Oh, no, I am a fan.
You're a fan of fudge packers?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. All right. That's great. Yeah, I'm going to Mackinac City, Michigan, where they also have fudge.
Ah.
So maybe they can duke it out. Oh, yeah, it's world famous.
Yeah, so they're the Dells.
Yeah. Well, maybe we'll have to start a war or something.
Yeah.
A fudge war.
I think we can take you guys.
Yeah, you probably can. And then, but if we capture you, we'll be like interrogating you. Go, tell me what a Dell is now, and don't say it's a duck or a computer.
I'm sure if you ask somebody that, they're not going to know.
Look it up on the computer.
Yeah, more people, though, I'm sure you wouldn't know. They wouldn't have an answer.
Now we're going to go home and look it up on
the Google. Yeah,
and I'm not going to know until I get back to Michigan, so you're going to find out before I do.
Yeah.
All right, well, thanks.
All right,
thanks a lot, you guys.
Enjoy. Nice talking to you.
You too.
Have fun.
All right, you too. Adele is a girl I used to date in high school, but we won't get into that. All right.
So I left the Wisconsin Dells. I still have no idea what the hell they are. We're going to go back to the show in a second. We're going to join up with Birdman and Miss Niggins.
Hi, this is Galagly, and you're listening to DJ and Birdman on Chimp Out Radio.
Okay, we're here tonight on Chimp Out Radio, and we have a news story tonight, and with me is Miss Niggins. Miss Niggins, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, Birdman. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing awesome. We found a story out of Michigan, which really kind of makes me laugh and giggle a bit, so... Interracial couple is facing animosity in Trenary, Michigan. And Trenary, Michigan is a population of little over 500. And its two newest residents, Sean and Tara Lewis, are drawing attention to some for an unlikely reason. They're an interracial couple, meaning there's a coal burner with some buck, and they wanted to move into a civilized town, unlike the city. Coal burning's an epidemic around here, you know, around America. And they say, we moved here to be in a quiet town where we can raise our shit-colored kids, says Tara. Things were pretty quiet until Friday, July 16th, around 2 a.m. The couple was home playing cards, and they got a knock at the door, and my husband, the nigger, had informed me that it was people telling us not to get comfortable around here, that we needed to leave town if we cared about our family. Fucking A, I wish every town was like this. Look, if you commit bestiality, you should not be allowed to live in any place, let alone some place in Michigan. A vague late-night threat, Tara says. She didn't believe that what Sean just told her, so she went outside and yelled to the two men leaving her yard. So she's defending her coal-burning ways.
That's one tough coal burner.
Yeah, I gotta say, I mean, she really believes in having sex with diseased eggplant on a nightly basis. But
I think she knew darn good and well that they would have been much happier in inner city Detroit.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, or close to the city. I mean, they moved to some country town, and they want to raise their kids to be, like, normal and everything, and, you know, their kids are a bunch of caramel-colored, kinky-haired bastards that, you know, what are you going to do, you know?
I'm pretty sure that even though she's probably not the brightest coal burner around, she had to know that going there was going to stir up shit.
I think most coal burners think that. You know, they're mating with a obvious monkey, and they defend their beliefs beyond whatever it takes to defend them, even if their buck happens to leave them, which happens most of the time. You know, most bucks will leave a coal burner as soon as she gets pregnant, but this kind of buck happened to stick around.
Maybe she thought she had a rare buck, and they were going to paint a picture for America.
Oh, yeah, the whole Obama thing, yeah. And the article goes on, by people of this kind, those threatening meant Sean a black man. You know it needs to stop. It's 2010. It's not the 1940s. It's a shame people are still stupid like that in the head, says Sean. Tara got a license plate number of the men who visited her home and called the police. Next morning, she was driving to work and something seemed wrong with her car. She pulled over, popped the hood, and found that her antifreeze cap was missing and her oil had been drained. Oh my god, they're really sticking by their concepts there in Michigan, aren't they?
She's lucky that's all that happened to her car.
Yeah, I don't condone violence against niggers, but for god's sakes, this shit is funny.
When you move to a town that small, you've got to know that that's going to happen.
Oh yeah.
That's why I wonder if they just went there to stir up shit.
Police are not releasing the names of their two suspects. One of them has been arrested but not yet arraigned. The other has not yet been picked up. The Lewises say that most of their neighbors have welcomed them with open arms, of course, because there's plenty of libtards around us. Katie Timonlin, who lives down the street and sometimes babysits her kids, I think it's wrong, says Timonlin. I might as well discriminate someone who has brown hair, brown eyes, because I have blonde hair and blue eyes. I don't think it's right as all. No, I mean, you gotta really understand the concept between humans and niggers. And once you get that concept, you'll be fine. Many others agree, but would not say so on camera, and the Lewises say they're not going anywhere. So we got a coal burner and her pet monkey producing children in a small town in Michigan. I mean, for God's sake.
Well, you know, the libtards in the neighborhood, of course, have never lived around niggers.
Yeah, absolutely right. I mean, you know, the people that defend the niggers the most have never lived amongst them.
Oh, God, and I still see that.
They say, oh, I'm so guilty because of something that happened 150 years ago. I'm so guilty because I'm white. I'm so guilty because blacks continue to be persecuted under this system of tyranny and imperialism and bullshit. Look, just be happy that you're white. Just be happy that you're Mexican or Indian or human, because you are not walking through life with a 65 IQ and wondering why everything has amounted to nothing for you.
Oh no, all they see on TV are the magic niggers and the human acting niggers. and they've never lived around them, send them to inner city Detroit for a month even, and they'll have a whole different attitude.
It's like the new Dentine commercial with this fucking fro-haired nigger making a 30-second lip lock with some beautiful white woman. Is that what our future is? Are we going to be forced to breed with niggers?
I don't think so, because once, if, God forbid, if it happened, if everybody was forced to integrate with them, they would be forced to deal with their nigger shines.
Yeah, and it's funny, you know, these nigger-loving liberals always live in gated communities far away from the niggers, or they work really hard at their jobs so they can move away from the city. Because, you know, let's face it, the farther away you get from any city is the most peace you'll ever get as a human being.
Oh, yeah. Urban flight. And the young people nowadays that are living far away from the niggers, they're the children of the people, or the grandchildren of the people that are, you know, the original urban flighters.
See, I learned my lesson long ago when I was 18, 19 years old, and I had grown up in the suburbs and given a chance to niggers, and when I finally had grown up to adult age and learned what niggers were really about, then I finally learned, hey, you know, it's best to be away from them and not close to them. I mean, this is basic human logic here.
Oh, yeah. I lived away from them, and I was sheltered from them until I was 14. And until I was 14, I was raised just thinking there was something to laugh at on TV or make jokes about.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until I got in high school that I realized how dangerous they were.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Miss Niggins, for being with me tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Anytime, if you ever want to be back with us, I appreciate it. And me and DJ will bring you on.
Well, thank you. It's been fun.
Thank you.
White guys said nigger. Listen, white guys, we are still not allowed to say that fucking word. Not in public, man. I don't give a shit how many hit records that Eminem prick has. We can't say the N-word in public, and I found out the fucking hard way. I'm playing street basketball. Nine black guys and me. The whole fucking game, here's what they're saying to each other. I'm open, nigga, shit, nigga, what the fuck, nigga, throw the ball, nigga, pick and roll, nigga, shit, nigga, on the line, nigga, what the fuck, nigga, hit my arm, nigga, it's a foul, nigga, shit, nigga, I'm open, nigga, shit, nigga, what the fuck, nigga, bounce pass, nigga, shit, nigga, I'm open, nigga, shit, nigga, what the fuck, nigga, I'm open, nigga, shit, nigga, goddamn, nigga, what the fuck, nigga, shit, nigga, I'm open, nigga, shit, nigga, goddamn, nigga, shit, nigga, I'm open, nigga, shit, nigga, what the fuck. I forgot myself, and I wasn't getting the ball, and I was open. So, you know, in a moment of silliness, I said, I'm open, nigger. Nigger? I probably shouldn't have said it twice. I think the first time they might have thought they were hearing things, but the second nigger pretty much confirmed it. And it wasn't the cool way to say it, the way Nelly says it with an A at the end, like nigga. It was that real goofy white guy way, where the ER's real pronounced, like, I'm open nigger. In case you didn't hear me, fellas, I said nigger. And as I was saying it, it was so fucked up, it felt like I was saying it in slow motion, like that professor on Bugs Bunny who's on ether, you know? It felt like I was going... I I'm... Oh. Big. Most offensive racial slur of all time. You say the N-word, man, and everything fucking stops.
You're listening to Chimp Out Radio!
This is Miss Ann, and you're listening to Birdman and DJ on Chimp Out Radio.
We're here tonight with Black Metal 84 once again. You are quite notorious here on the show, but you told me about a story about McDonald's, and it's quite interesting. Why don't you tell all the Chimp Out members about this?
All right. Well, Master Sergeant here posted up this story about these two coons that apparently decided to rob a McDonald's through the drive-thru. Mind you, they were going through the drive-thru on foot.
Yeah, that was kind of funny.
Yes, yes. They walked up to the drive-thru saying that they were going to place an order, and by placing an order meant taking out a gun and threatening the drive-thru worker and climbing in through the window.
Yeah.
Like the monkeys.
Yeah, the news story reads as such. A McDonald's drive-thru worker was assaulted during a robbery early Saturday morning, police said in a news release. About 5 a.m., two niggers approached the drive-thru window of the fast food restaurant at 706 College Road on foot, indicating they wanted to place an order. Can you believe this shit? I mean, they walked up to the drive-thru speaker and said, "Hey, yo, we need to place an order and shit."
Oh, man, dude, I want two of them McChickens and shit. Get me one of them McCafes.
And after they placed the order, they walked up and they assaulted the drive-thru worker multiple times and entered the restaurant through the window, police said. One nigger continued to assault the worker, and the other nigger entered the office armed with a handgun and demanded the manager open up the safe. He got an undisclosed amount of money and they fled, according to police. One nigger was seen headed towards the Quaker Mill Village area, while the other nigger was seen headed towards Guaida Drive. Police described them as simian nigger apes, 20 to 25-year-old, with slim builds, 6 feet tall, weighing about 165 to 170 pounds, and wearing all black clothes. Of course, one nigger wore a gray sweatshirt with a hood and a bandana over his face. The other nigger was wearing a brown coat. only a nigger would rob a drive-thru on foot.
Yeah, mechanics of that are somewhat mind-boggling.
Yeah, really. I mean, yeah. Could you believe this shit? I mean, if they weren't so stupid, they would actually be brilliant, I guess. And I can only imagine how much money they got, maybe $120. You know?
They didn't get much, because we all know it. This, you know, most everybody uses credit cards now.
Yeah.
So most all the transactions were on credit cards. So got maybe $250 tops out of whatever they had.
Yeah, and they're going to go to prison for the next 15 to 20 years over $100. Yeah. How stupid can they be?
Don't forget that they're going to prison on our tax dollars.
Yeah, well, they get the 3 squares a day and all the orderly stuff. I'm actually convinced that niggers enjoy prison because there's like an order to it. You know, they're told what to do. It's kind of like back in the slave days. The slaves didn't want to lose their slavery back in the day because they enjoyed their place on the farm. They had a job. They had 3 squares a day. They had a bed to sleep in. You know.
Exactly.
And the same thing goes with prison nowadays. I mean, they get 3 squares a day. They get told what to do. They don't have to think very much instead of getting into fights and raping other niggers. But
I was going to say, all the down low they can handle.
Oh, yeah, man. I mean,
It's paradise.
It's like that video that's posted up on chimpout.com forum. Some big fat sheboon said that 75 or 90% of niggers were on the down low. Mm-hmm. She was so fat and disgusting, I guess nobody wanted to touch her. And she was kind of angry about it.
Lose some weight, fatty.
Yeah.
You'll be fine.
Yeah, really.
Even the bucks will touch.
She's kind of mad that all the white chicks, and you know, the bucks drool over the white chicks, but they won't touch her. But when I started talking to you before we brought you in, you had a McDonald's story before I even brought up this news story. And what is that?
All right, so I was fucking around because I can't remember who had mentioned it to me earlier today about the McDonald's 365 black.com.
And if you're, not familiar, it's McDonald's attempt to appeal to niggers. And what they do is they have their own little section of the official McDonald's website dedicated to niggers and everything that niggers do. And they, believe me, they do a lot of ass kissing as far as I'm concerned.
Oh, yeah. I mean, look at all the commercials. All the McDonald's commercials are all boons. They're all shucking and jiving over their smoothies or shucking and jiving over their food or their McCafes. If you remember,
yeah,
the boon out, like, right,
you know,
out after.
It's kind of like this, you know, like some nigger's going to go into McDonald's and pay $5 for a triple mocha cappuccino, right? I mean, for God's sake, I mean, they go in and they ask for the Big Mac secret sauce on the basic 89-cent cheeseburger, just so they can get something off of Whitey.
That or rob it on foot for the drive.
Yeah, that's true, too. But you did a little investigating on this 365black.com website, and what did you come up with?
Well, for the hell of it, I typed in 365nigger.com, and I find out that it redirects to 365black.com. Yes, folks, it redirects.
So what you're saying is enough people on Google have typed in 365nigger.com on Google, and McDonald's finally figured out, hey, you know, why don't we redirect from there?
Yeah, let's buy it. They actually bought the domain so that it would redirect to them. They actually bought it.
Look, folks, if you don't believe us, go on to Google or in your web browser and type in 365nigger.com, and it will redirect you to the McDonald's website for the 365black.com, where they sit there and they kiss nigger ass all day.
I guess I shouldn't be amazed, but I just saw it and I'm like, they
paid money
to do this. It may not have been a lot of money, but it doesn't matter. They paid money
they probably paid
to make it so it redirected.
They probably got enough requests through the server that, hey, people were typing in 365 nigger, and they paid the $30 or $40 it takes to buy up the domain. Can you believe that shit? I mean, it's absolutely amazing to me. And once
even they know.
Once again, Black Metal, your web searching tactics have brought us some real gold here.
Oh, yeah. I'm just that good.
Yeah, and we appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, Black Metal 84.
Thank you, thank you. You guys have been great. You all love me. I know, I know.
I want to be patties with onions, special sauce, cheese, on the special sauce, sesame seed bun. The beef, dummy!
Well, I made it as far as Wisconsin, and I'm just about completely out of money. I've traveled 16,000 miles so far, and unfortunately, when I was in the Pacific Northwest, I wasn't able to access my email, and therefore, I missed my opportunity to hook up with Whitey is Fed Up, Dwight Mansburden, Shovelhead Road, and I didn't get to hang out with Odin, or Gives Me Dat, or Brewski. So, I don't know what I'm going to do now. I'll tell you, sometimes being on the road is not that much fun.
Don't it make you want to go home now? Don't it make you want to go home? All God's children get weary when they roam. Don't it make you want to go home? Don't it make you wanna go home? Oh, the whippoorwill roost on the telephone pole and the Georgia sun goes down. Well, it's been a long time, but I'm glad to say that I'm going back down to my hometown. Going down to the Greyhound station, gonna buy me a one-way fare. Tomorrow I'll be right there. Don't it make you wanna go home now? Don't it make you wanna go home? Oh, God, children get weary when they're wrong. Don't it make you wanna go home? Don't it make you wanna go home? But there's a six-lane highway down by the creek where I went skinny dipping as a child. And the drive-in show where the meadow used to grow and the strawberries used to grow wild. There's a drag strip down by the riverside where my grandma's cow used to graze. Now the grass don't grow and the river don't flow like it did in my childhood days. Don't it make you wanna go home now? Don't it make you wanna go?
Menu to listen, press 1. First message, Tuesday at 8:53 p.m. Hey, it's Mike. See how you're doing? Over here, it's a great campground. It's so cheap. You need to come out here. We got here all summer hanging out. There's girls driving around, golf carts, looking for deer. Go do some fishing, catch a catfish, you know. But give me a call so we can get you out here. Talk to you soon.
All God's children get weary when they're wrong now. Don't it make you wanna go home? I wanna know. Don't it make you wanna go home? Don't it make you wanna go home? All God's children get weary when they're wrong. Don't it make you wanna go home?
Freeman. Now, I don't usually like to talk about things like this. I don't think it's proper, but, well, I think it's important that we have this discussion, you and I. I'd like to talk to you about, well, wiping your ass. Well, now, I certainly don't mean to be vulgar, and I apologize if this topic of conversation is a little blue, but I think it's an important one nonetheless. Now, I know that most folks out there wipe their ass with toilet paper. Could be 2-ply or maybe 1-ply if you're broke. Well, while you're sitting there on your porcelain throne and you're wiping your ass, you might want to ask yourself a very important question. Suppose, for example, you were walking in your yard and you stepped on some dog shit. Now, you wouldn't use a paper towel to wipe dog shit off your finger. Of course not. You'd run to the sink and you'd wash your hands real good with soap and water. So why then would a grown man use toilet paper to wipe his own ass? Man, it just doesn't make any sense to me. Well, these are the things I think about sometimes while I'm pinching one out. I'm Morgan Freeman.
Who decided the word nigger would make black people mad for the rest of history? How did they come up with that? Did they have like a big meeting back in the 1600s? Order! Order! We need to figure out a name to call those black people we found over there in Africa. The floor is now open for suggestions. Bubba! Why don't we call them wieners? Wieners, wieners. I don't know. Why don't you use it in a sentence for me? All right. Get off my goddamn porch, you! Winger! No, I'm sorry, I don't like it. Remember, gentlemen, we're trying to offend them. Keep it derogatory. Ezekiel! Ezekiel, get it on. Why don't we call them no-gooders? No-gooders. No-gooders. Let me try. Get off my porch, you no-gooder! I'm sorry. Doesn't quite flow off my tongue correctly. No. How many syllables? Ah, Ebenezer. Ebenezer, Adam. Why don't we call them niggers for short? The whole meeting went crazy. Niggers.
Niggers.
Niggers. Niggers. Order! Let me try it out in a sentence first. Get off my porch, you nigger!
Sounds beautiful.
All the possibilities up against the wall. Nigger! Pick that cotton, nigger! This cab don't go to Harlem because we don't trust niggers.
I had some car trouble. I'm in Baldwin, Michigan, but I'm back on the road, and with me is, what's your first name?
Sarah.
Sarah. And Sarah, tell me what you're doing here.
I'm canning.
You're canning, like vegetables and fruits from your garden?
Nope. That's the other kind of canning, where you pull cans from the trash, or you get them donated to you from other people.
Like me.
Like you. Yeah.
Okay, so you take these cans. We're in Michigan. There's a 10-cent deposit on the cans.
Which is the highest in the United States.
In the United States, that's right. And so you've got a minivan that's just... decked out for this. You got plastic tarps down there to catch all the stuff. You've been doing this a while, right?
Well, actually, this was the weekend of the Blessing of the Bikes here in Baldwin.
Oh, yeah, the Blessing of the Bikes, and that's when all the motorcycle guys come up here, and there's a priest that blesses the bikes?
That's right.
And about how many people showed up for that? It's like
we heard 30,000.
30,000 bikers were here yesterday.
Yes.
So tell me, how many cans did you pick up?
Well, it's looking like over 1,000.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Now, Michigan's been hit really hard with the economy. The unemployment right now in Michigan is like 14%.
Yeah.
It's the worst in the nation.
Yeah.
Is this how you're getting by? Do you have a job?
No, not right now. And it supplements. It helps supplement.
I'm sure.
Yeah, it does. It's hard work. It's dirty work. And, you know, some people are compassionate, and they know, they're like, hey, I know what it's like. The economy stinks right now. And,
yeah.
And others are like, that is just nasty.
It's not nasty. It's an honest income, and this is stuff that otherwise that would be 1,000 cans and bottles out there in Michigan's beautiful environment stinking it up.
Yeah.
So you're doing a public service.
Yeah.
And you're not violating any laws, and you're making money at the same time.
Yeah. Are you with a magazine or?
No, a website.
Website?
Yeah. You ever heard of Chimp Out Radio?
Are you Birdman? I have heard of you.
Okay. All right, go to chimpoutradio.com. I'm actually Birdman's sidekick. I'm DJ, but...
Okay. All right, yes.
All right, cool. All right, well, hey, good luck with this. I got a few more cans for you. Don't leave.
I was born in Michigan, and I wish and wish again that I was back in the town where I was born. There's a farm in Michigan, and I'd like to fish again in the river that flows beside the fields of waving corn. A lonesome soul am I, and here's a reason why. I want to go back, I want to go back, I want to go back to the farm, far away from home, with a milk pail on my arm. Miss the rooster, the one that used to wake me up at 4 a.m. Well, I think your great big city's very pretty, but nevertheless, I want to be there. I want to see there a certain someone full of charm. That's why I wish again that I was in Michigan down on the farm. Cabarets, where they turn nights into days, I'd rather be where they go to sleep at nine. Well, I have been here 7 weeks, and I've lost my rosy cheeks. That's the reason I'd rather have the country life for mine. My thoughts are far away, and that's just why I say I want to go back, I want to go back, I want to go back to the farm, far away from home, with a nickel bell on my arm. I miss the rooster, the one that used to wake me up at 4 a.m. Well, I think your great big city's very pretty, but nevertheless, I want to be there, I want to see there a certain someone full of charm. That's why I wish again that I was in Michigan down on the farm.
Okay, we're back in the studio now. And Bird, you've got a news story about some niggers that you could say got exhausted?
Nigger watches movie in his car. Or seven niggers actually watch movie in their car in the garage while the car was running. And one of the niggers died, and the other six are in the hospital. And you know how these Nigmobiles are.
Oh, yeah.
They all have flat screens in there and, you know, speakers. And you can actually sit in your – they can actually sit in their car and watch movies, which is fine. But don't do it while your car is running in the garage.
Unless you're a nigger, then we highly recommend that you do it while the car's running.
Sorry,
and take deep inhale breaths. It enhances the movie, trust me.
Sorry about that Freudian slip there. Okay, the story is, You know how it is, like, for years you'd see, like, a Cadillac parked in a nigger's driveway where the house is totally destroyed, and there's a beautiful Cadillac sitting outside? Well, it's kind of like to this, where you'd find a Cadillac, just like in a Johnny Rebel song. You can always see a bunch of niggers in a Cadillac eating one can of beans for dinner.
Yep.
Well, now they've taken it to the new extreme. Niggers are so fucking stupid that they will have a DVD in a car before they get one for the house.
Not to mention,
seven of the idiots will get in it with the garage closed, running the fucking car and watching DVDs. Being Houston, too, this took place in Houston, it was probably 95 fucking degrees in the garage, even at night. Especially with the car running. Even worse is that out of seven fucking niggers, not one had enough sense to know that you don't run a car in a garage with the garage door closed.
It must have been a really good movie, I guess. I don't know. They were probably watching some porn.
And this stupid nigger was known by his neighbors for doing this on a regular basis.
Yeah, he did this in the past, actually. And he didn't learn from it. Instead, he invited seven more. Okay, so that's eight niggers in one Cadillac. Watching one movie. Now, how big can the screen be if it fits inside a Cadillac? It's probably like about a 12-inch screen?
Well, 12-inch screen, and there's one in each headrest and all that, so I guess
they can all watch.
I figure this applies to humans as well. If you're that fucking stupid, you deserve to die.
Oh, yeah.
Was that?
What we need to do is to figure out how to way to make this seem really cool to niggers so that they'll all go out and do it.
Yeah, maybe we can figure out a way to make this, like, the trendy hip-hop thing to do. It's cool to somehow sit in your garage watching your DVD player and your Escalade.
Yeah. Dog, it's what everybody doing, know what I'm saying?
Yeah, maybe maybe entice them with some crack and, you know, Colt 45 and a couple buckets of chicken, you know. it would be a pretty easy thing to get them to do since they're doing it naturally already. Tell them, you know, hey, if you close the garage door, the air quality gets better and it's easier to smoke your blunts, you know.
That's right.
I guess, you know, if you can get enough of them to convince enough of them to do it, you know, it would actually end up to be a really good thing happening. Unfortunately, the unfortunate part of this story, though, is there were seven niggers in the car and only one of them died.
Yeah, that's really a shame, you know.
You know. Man, maybe the other six figured out that it was getting smoky in there. Maybe I got to go out of here and, you know, piss on the sidewalk or whatever.
Yeah, maybe they didn't stick around for the end of the movie, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe the plot was just too much for them to understand, and, you know, they were probably, like, watching a cartoon or something. And it was over their heads.
Could you imagine a nigger trying to watch The Matrix? You know, how unbelievably complicated that movie is.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
For a lot of people. There are people that have watched it 5-6 times, and they still can't figure out the whole relationship in that movie. But
right. Yeah, niggers pretty much stick to pretty simple storylines like porn.
Porno.
Yeah, no. That's pretty much what they like, yeah.
Porno, Sanford and Son, Tyler Perry's House of Pain. You know,
oh, yeah.
You know, shows where niggers are basically ripping on each other the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, blaming Whitey.
That's what they do.
Can you lend a nigga a pencil?
And stop laying down the law, these wavy, hip-hop niggas.
jigger, jigger, boo. Bust any time, baby, nigga, for jigger, jigger, boo. Nigga, for jigger, jigger, boo.
Government is also demanding that we give everything to the filthy, low-life animal nigger. Low-life animal nigger. Low-life animal nigger. Low-life.
Jigger, jigger, boo. Bust any time, baby, nigga, for jigger, jigger, boo.
But this is just another white man that found out we don't have free speech in America when it comes to telling the truth about filthy thinking. Hey, fake, daddy, gorilla, melon, shaker.
We want you to be too, that they pray God and given up the fight, man. Well, a nuke, a knife, a dick, a brand and I, these things strike fear into a nigger call.
Okay, we got something here next, which is really quite funny, too. A drunk nigger passes out and crushes his own nigla to death.
Nice.
Yeah. Soli King often walks from his home to the Fort Myers Cemetery where his baby girl is buried, so I guess this nigger's like feeling some kind of remorse here.
Sure.
He sits on a patch of grass before the plaque of Samoria, another stupid nigger name.
Uh-huh.
Samoria King.
You think they came up with her name when they were camping?
S'mores.
Yeah, and they had like some graham crackers and some chocolate and some, you know, marshmallows, and you know, they happened to get one of their sows pregnant, and what you gonna name it? I gonna name it Samoria.
Samoria sounds
like... That's
sounds more like a social disease than anything.
Oh yeah.
You know, many nigger names actually sound like social diseases, but the Samoria King gone or died was made good March 25th, 2007, at the age of 1 month old. Late last month, King was acquitted of aggravated manslaughter of a child, or niglet. He rolled over her in intoxicated stupor. Police reports say he admitted drinking 18 beers, translation, Colt 45-40s.
That's right.
And snorting cocaine the night before. So he's passed out on the couch, and Mammy's out. I'm guessing the Mammy was out, you know, selling her body for sex to
probably
buy some crack.
Yeah.
So he was left alone with this niglet and just happened to roll over onto the little butt dumpling and kill it. Yeah. Just one fucking shit skin less, I guess.
That's
know?
Right.
This is actually, if you think about it, it's a pretty happy story.
Yeah. So they changed his name from Samoria to... some Flatia?
Splatia.
Splatia.
You know, the lengths niggers go to kill each other.
It's great.
Whether it's intentional or not.
You know, niggers will, they will murder their own blood, brother. Their own flesh and blood. Their own children over, what, a hat, a t-shirt? A
couple of food stamps.
A video game controller. What else? Shoes.
Yeah.
A dollar.
Yeah, it's really quite amazing how creative niggers are as far as killing each other.
Yeah.
They're really good at it.
Yeah, they are. No,
the only thing they're not good at is actually, you know, staying away from getting caught. But, you know, I've long said many times that, you know, I really do think niggers enjoy being in prison because, one, it gives them structure and order, you know.
Sure.
They don't have to think for themselves. They're told what to do.
That's right.
They got plenty of down-low sex. You know,
all the down-low sex they can handle, that's exactly right.
And yep. you know how bucks are. I mean, she boons are so disgusting. I'd rather have sex with each other than have sex with a she boon. So I really think they, and, you know, they get three free meals and
they don't have to work. They don't have to do anything. They don't have to do any laundry. They don't have to lift anything heavy. They just lay around all day watching TV and having sex with each other.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, we all know that they all go in to prison. They don't have AIDS. They come out. They definitely have AIDS.
Oh yeah.
Well, that's it for this week's show. Summer came and went. I had a great time at the campground. Here it is, autumn. I can't believe it's September already. But it's time to hit the road again soon. So who knows? I might be coming to a town near you. Stay posted on the forums and find out where I will be next. And if you want to be on Chimp Out Radio, private message me, DJ Stupid, and I will try to get you on there. In the meantime, be proud of yourselves, champions, and don't take any shit from any niggers.